Paul, you know how when you, let's say, theoretically search up a pair of pants, say for an 11-year-old boy, say Adidas track pants, that if you just Google that and then you're looking on Facebook, you'll see an advertisement for said track pants for an 11-year-old boy. And you wonder what exactly crossed over into the ether and how much privacy you lose at every touch of your computer screen. Do you ever think about that?
I used to. Now it's just almost kind of – it's just part of our life, it seems like.
Well, exactly.
You know, so all and I can do is opt out, opt out, opt out, opt out.
Well, yeah, opt out, and yet at the same time, how much do you actually prevent your information from going out there? A lot of legislators have been looking at that, and Jake Holland has been covering it with Bloomberg Law. There's a patchwork of different privacy laws that are coming into effect. Jake, what does privacy mean under some of this legislation?
Right. So privacy in most of these models, and just to be clear, there aren't too many states that have comprehensive privacy legislation yet, just California and Virginia so far. But like you said, in most of these models, it is an opt-out model, meaning that the onus is really on the consumer to say, I don't want my data being used or shared in this way. And not so much an opt-in model wherein a business would have to, you know, affirmatively get consent before sharing this type of information.
So, Jake, you know, the European Union has passed some pretty tough disclosure laws as it relates to privacy of information that's shared on the internet, particularly social media. There hasn't been that same appetite here in the U.S. for a federal kind of effort, has there? What's going on there?
Right. So last year, there were a few proposals at the federal level that would regulate this type of information and this information sharing. But a lot of that was really derailed by COVID and some of the other legislative concerns that blossomed last year as we grappled with the pandemic. So far this year, we have seen one federal proposal from a congresswoman out in Washington. But like you said, the federal appetite just has not been, you know, on par with what we're seeing at the state level.
So what does this mean for businesses, given the fact that this data is really valuable?
Right. So from a business perspective, this data, like you said, is very valuable. It helps them make better decisions about, you know, how they market their products, how they, you know, tailor their services to consumers. But at the same time, a lot of businesses are kind of seeing the writing on the wall and realizing that there will likely be you know, either more states that pass this type of legislation in the next few years or a federal standard eventually. So some businesses are actually lobbying for these types of bills, but hoping for a model that's not quite as, you know, quite as comprehensive or as burdensome as some of the models out in Europe that we see.
So, Jake, we've seen a lot of the big tech companies, the Silicon Valley companies, really beef up their lobbying efforts in Washington, D.C., and I guess other state capitals as well. Talk to us about the efforts that they're putting forth to kind of try to moderate some of these issues.
Right. So in Washington state in particular, that's a state that has, you know, gotten a lot of attention, and rightly so. The past few years, a model similar to but not quite as strong as the GDPR in Europe has been floated around. And we've seen companies like Microsoft and Amazon really try to guide the conversation toward, like I said, passing a comprehensive privacy bill, but one that's not quite as burdensome or as intense as the GDPR out in Europe.
Jake, is there really the outrage, though, on the consumer part? I mean, I'm thinking about what Paul just said, and he's kind of right. I mean, we don't even think about it anymore. So we get an ad for track pants for an 11-year-old on Facebook after Googling it on a Safari browser. So what? Maybe I'll even buy those.
Right. There certainly is a, you know, a sense of resignation among some people that, you know, everything I put online anyways is already out there. So what's the point of even trying? But I think with COVID in particular and seeing, you know, as our lives have shifted more online and as we've, you know, done online schooling and online work, I think some people are coming to the realization that, you know, I'm not comfortable with the amount of information that's being collected about me and I want to do something about it. So I think it's certainly true that a lot of people, you know, don't even think about this or say, you know, I don't care, what's the point? But I think there are still some people who are saying, you know, I'm increasingly uncomfortable with the types of information that's being collected about me.
Jake Holland, thank you so much for being with us. Jake Holland, a Bloomberg Law privacy reporter, talking about some of this legislation.